Asara Nisim Nasu Labosenu Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim that occurred for our forefathers in the Beis HaMikdash. As you see, we're following the same style as the previous Mishnayos. 10 Nisyonos, 10 Nisim, 10 Doros. So Asara Nisim Nasu Labosenu Beis HaMikdash. Loi Pila Isha Merech Sarah Kodesh. The first is there was no woman who miscarried because of the smell of the meat. Rabbi Yonah tells us the Eish would be Ocheles, the Basar, and the Beis HaMikdash became a huge barbecue, Lahavdil. Lots and lots of meat was being burned and eaten. And we find in the Halacha of Yom Kippur, that sometimes if someone's ill or if someone's pregnant, there could be a danger from smelling food and then not being able to eat it. So that never occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. There was never any type of calamity like that. Number two, Lo Hisriach Bisar HaKodesh Me'olam. Kachim Kalim, which are eaten, the general din of Kachim Kalim, is that you get 2 days and a night to eat them, which means that if I bring the carbon right now, it's 4:30 in the afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, I would get the rest of the day today, I would get tonight, and I would get the whole day tomorrow until Shkia to eat Kachim Kalim. If I don't eat it by then, so then it becomes Nosar. So that's, and without refrigeration, that's a long time to leave meat out, especially in a hot Israeli summer. But yet the meat never spoiled. Lohit Leah Meolam. Number three, miracle number three in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Nira Zvuv Bebeis Hamit Bachayim. There was never seen a fly in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was the section of the Beis HaMikdash right next to the Mizbeach where they would deal with all of the raw meat. Never was there a fly, which itself is a very big miracle because obviously we know that flies are attracted to raw meat. Number four, Lo Nira. Oh, we read that one. Hold on. I guess we should just point out these Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash were all a testament and a statement of the tremendous Kedusha and Shechina that was there. And these miracles were things that showed to all of Klal Yisrael the tremendous presence of the Shechina. Next, Lo Eira Keri L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. Never was there a situation where the Kohen Gadol had a seminal emission which would then make him Tamei, meaning on Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, which would make him Tamei then to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we all know that the Mishnah tells us of a procedure that they went through, that they appointed a backup Kohen Gadol in case this would happen to the Kohen Gadol. And yet we're being told that that actually never occurred. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, Afa Pisha Yodim Shlo Yera. Now after, I don't know, 100 years, 200 years of this never happening to the Kohen Gadol, you would imagine that they would stop with the backup because it was very clear that this wasn't happening. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, even though they knew that it wasn't happening, they would still always go out of their way to be mechin the skan. Why? She'en somchen al anes. We're not allowed to be somechan anes. Okay, what are we up to? Number five, I think. Number five. Lo, Rabbeinu Yonah has the vat of water, so he's now getting to Lo Nira Zavuv. Next. Lo Kavu. He also has this one out of order. So we'll follow his order. Lo nimtza psul ba'omer u'bishtei alechem u'balechem apanim. They never found a psul. This is a very interesting one. There was never a psul in the omer, right? The carbon omer that they brought on the second day of Pesach, which is brought from barley. And that was a mincha, right? It was not an animal carbon. And it matired all of the grain that up until that point was considered Chadosh, any new grain that had grown, so you're not allowed to use that for food. That's Chadosh. So when does Chadosh become Yashan? When does it become old? It's when you bring the carbon omer. When you bring the carbon omer, anything that was already grain before that point, or not even grain, anything which had grown before that point. So that now becomes yashan, and you're able to use it. That's why if a person's makbid on yashan, yashan is one of those things that in chutz laretz, for many, many generations, I would say, people were not makbid on yashan. And it sort of became the standard for many communities that they are not makbid on yashan. It's funny, you have people that are makbid on Chol Yisrael, not on yashan, where yashan is probably a much more serious issue than Chol Yisrael, especially in a place like the United States, where we have the most tshuva to rely upon. But lemaisa, many people are not not so careful about eating chadash. But it happens to be that for a lot of the year, you don't have to worry about it. Like, for instance, most of the summer, you don't have to worry about chadash because the grains that are being used in the summer months, those all grew before the previous Pesach. Right? Pesach is in April. So in June, July, they're still using the grain that grew from before. It's only when you get later in the year that you start using grain that had grown after Pesach. But that's the Omer. Shteil Lechem is the carbon that they brought on Shavuos, Habal Leil Latova, and it was a wheat carbon. And the Shteil Lechem was matir, all of the new grain that you want to use for Menachos in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, you're also not allowed to use Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. But what makes the Chadash into Yashan is different for Chulin than it is for Kodshim. For Chulin, it goes based on the Omer on the second day of Pesach, and for Kodshim, it goes based on Shteil Lechem. And last, the Lechem Aponim, which is the bread that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and they switched every week. So by all of these, Rabbi Yonah says, what was the Chiddush Lo Nimtza Psul? They never had a problem of Psul Yotze, Chutz Lechoma, or Lina. They never had a problem of, for instance, that it went outside of the area, that it was outside of the Chomos, which would make it possible. That was the Nes. The Nes was that there never was a psul of Choma, Chutz Lechoma, or Lina. Now, both of those, this is why I said it's a very interesting Nes, both of those are human activity. Now, you want to tell me there was a Nes that was never a fly by raw meat? I hear. You want to tell me there was a Nes that there was never, what else did we say? The meat never spoiled, even without refrigeration. Okay, those are Nisim. The fact that the Kohanim never messed up and never accidentally brought it outside of the Choma, that's a Nes? And I think the answer is yes. Why is that a Nes? Because the Teva of people is that they mess up. And it is very important. First of all, a lot of us, maybe this is a good, quick Musar Shmuz for, or Chizuk Shmuz for Ben Azmanim, even though it's not Ben Azmanim, because we're in the middle of the Zman. But you're all at home. And sometimes a person could sometimes slip up with the Eitz Hara in different areas. And a person can feel like, oh my gosh, I messed up. So, you know what? To mess up is only absolutely catastrophic if you expect to never mess up and you expect to be perfect. But human beings are not perfect. Now, does that mean that we embrace messing up and we don't care if we mess up? We don't not care. Of course we care if we mess up. Of course we try to do better. But it's a fine balance that's hard to strike between not being lax and not caring, but at the same time realizing that you're human and human beings mess up. And you see that in this Mishnah because it was a nes that they never messed up. That is pashat a nes, that the Kohanim never messed up. So I think that is actually this line here that seemed like a strange line, if we could say strange, you know, it sounded like hard to understand. I think lehefech, I think it's probably the most edifying for us. Okay. So, and the same thing with Lechem Aponim, they never happened that it went beyond the time that they were able to eat it. Next, number six, I think we're up to. Lo chibu gishamim eish al etzeh ha'atzeh ma'arocha. There were three ma'arochos on the top of the big mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Three pyres, P-Y-R-E. There were three piles of collections of wood that were used at different things in the on the mizbeach. And one of them was Eshtukad, the idea that there should be a Eshtukad Tome, that there should always be a fire burning in the Beis HaMikdash. So that never went out, even when it rained. You realize that the Mizbeach, not the Mizbeach Hazov, not the small Mizbeach, that was indoors in the Kodesh, but the big Mizbeach, that was outdoors. So the big Mizbeach, theoretically, if it rained, it should put out the fire. That never happened. Next, lo nitzcha haruach es omud ha'ashan. There was a pillar of smoke that went straight up from the mizbeach. It was a straight line, and that was never blown away. I think it means it was never like tilted because of the wind. Next, omdim tzfufin umishtachavim rivochim. In the Beis Hamikdash, they would stand, and when they would stand in the Azara, it would be very, very tight. Everyone would squeeze in. But when they would bow down, when Hashem's name was mentioned, when they would bow down, there was somehow room for everybody. You know, you weren't in somebody else's sneakers. Somehow everybody got down, and there was room. Okay, number nine. Lo hizik nachash v'akrav b'Yerushalayim. There was never a situation where in Yerushalayim a snake or a scorpion bit anyone. Now that's amazing. Never ever in the history of Klal Yisrael has a snake or a scorpion bit anyone in Yerushalayim. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, yeah, for Aliyah L'Rega. Doesn't mean never ever throughout the entire calendar year, but it means during the Aliyah L'Rega that never happened. And last, maybe we can get a drum roll. Number 10. Thank you, David. Number 10. Silent drum roll. Lo Omar Adam Lechaveiro Tsarli Amokum Sha'olin Yerushalayim. When they used to come up for Aliyah L'Regel, it never was a situation where someone said, wow, it's just there's no room. It's too crowded here in Yerushalayim. There's no room for me to sleep here in Yerushalayim. And Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Pasuk, Yerushalayim Abanuya Kir Shechubra Layachtov. It's a city that unites everyone together, and that somehow It was a nace that everyone was able to find a place to sleep, and nobody had a situation where they didn't have a place to sleep. That's the Pashut reading of number 10. But if you take a look at the Rambam, so the Rambam here is going back to number 9, but we're going to use it to explain number 10 also, and it's an even better explanation number 10. This is a classic Rambam. The Rambam, although the Rambam 100% believes in miracles and has no problem with miracles, we just had this past week's Parsha, Tsaras. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Tsaras, very famously, the Rambam writes that Tsaras is a pella and a moface for Klal Yisrael. It's miraculous because it's not natural. It's not like you catch Tsaras from somebody else. You get it from speaking Lashon Hara. It's not natural. So the Rambam has no problem with miracles, but at the same time, the Rambam does try as best as he can to minimize miracles when possible. So here, when it's said in the Mishnah, number 9, that when they would stand in the Azara and there would be room, so look how the Rambam, I think the Rambam is explaining this a little bit more, not miraculously, but more naturally. Look what he says. Meaning from the Rambam now, when they would bow down, they wouldn't like be pushing each other. Because of their tremendous respect for the Malakom HaMikdash. Rambam's saying, it's not that miraculously like the space expanded and they had room. It's that everyone was so inspired to be there that nobody pushed each other. Everyone made room, right? You know, it's like kids are in the car and they're like, oh, they're hitting each other. And if you tell them like, okay, if no one hits for the next 10 minutes, we're stopping for ice cream. All of a sudden, everyone's able to sit. You know what happened? I thought, no, there's no room. He's leaning on me. She's pushing me. Well, how come? Because when you want to make sure it works out, you can make sure it works out. And that's a nace. So the Rambam says that's a nace, that Klal Yisrael were able to come and they were so inspired as a unit that they didn't push each other. That itself is a tremendous miracle. And L'chore, you could explain the last line, last miracle in the mission that way is also. It's even meduyuk. Look what it says. Lo amar adam l'chaveiro tsar li amako. It doesn't say it wasn't tsar. The miracle was that nobody complained about it. It's actually mashma that it was crowded in Yerushalayim. And what was the miracle? The miracle was that nobody complained about it. And that is a miracle. Can you imagine? Hundreds and thousands of Jews all in cramped spaces and nobody complains? It's a beautiful thing. We should be zocheh. We should be zocheh to such a reality, bekarov.